This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
It's National Career Development Week all this week, but what does that mean if you're over 50? Are there still opportunities for career development and retraining when you're in this age group? Margaret Aspen is the Managing Director of the Aspen Group, and she's passionate about getting businesses to understand what the over 50s group has to offer in the workplace. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. Well, that's my first question for you, really. What do over 50s bring to the marketplace that younger people maybe don't?
Definitely experience and maturity.
Mm-hmm.
Quite often a lot of flexibility as well. Sometimes people over 50, over 60, over 70s, and there's a lot of those in the workforce might be interested in working part-time or full-time and might be interested in doing slightly different things than they were doing in the last 30 years.
Yeah.
A lot of flexibility.
I was wondering that, whether older people might sometimes be looking for new opportunities and to try their hand at something else.
Yes, that's right. So some of the things that, some of the jobs that they might have had could have been quite physical. So maybe if you're an electrician in your 50s, you might not want to get into the roof canopy anymore. So you're looking for other opportunities. Now, we retrain a lot of people in their 50s and 60s. So you'll get people who'll be interested in doing quite different things. They've sat down with a cup of coffee and a blank sheet of paper and said, you know what? What do I really like doing? What am I good at doing just generally? Maybe they've been volunteering or whatever. And those things are employable. So you get a lot of people who do change careers and leave something behind and do something fresh, and that reinvigorates them.
Yeah, I imagine too that working hours could come into it, where sometimes certain jobs might be really demanding, and they might be in a stage where they've got grandkids and they might only want to work 2 or 3 days a week and do something that's not too stressful, for example.
That's right, and nobody has to retire anymore. So I don't think retirement's all it's cracked up to be for a lot of people. This is what they tell me. I'm in my mid-50s. I've got a long way to go as far as I'm concerned.
Mm. My father's 78 and hasn't retired yet, so...
Well, my father officially retired at 60 from the South Australian Museum, but worked 2 days a week until he was in his early 80s.
Yeah.
And the only thing that stopped him was a bit of ill health. So really, it was about not thinking old, about having a fresh thinking. I am really worth this. I'm a person who has a lot of experience. I'm able to mentor and coach younger people. I'm able to add stability to a workplace and to sell those qualities rather than, well, look, when I was 25, I was a strapping, fit young fella. Nowadays, we're a lot fitter, a lot healthier than our parents and grandparents. So if you think back to your grandparents, they probably got to 50, 60, 70, and they thought, well, look, I am old now. Whereas I don't know too many baby boomers that would say, look, I'm an old person. A lot of people are very interested in working at least part-time. Now, the government on the other side, the federal government in particular, pays employers grants, training grants, to retrain older workers from 50 age onwards. And it's not a little bit of money. It's up to $5,000. And that really can pay for a lot of retraining of people in that age group, and from 15 hours a week worker. So that means, you know, they might only be working a couple of days a week, but very worthwhile retraining.
Do you think traditionally there has been a reluctance to offer training to workers who are over 50, perhaps that they might have been overlooked because there might be a perception that they won't be around for too long, or that maybe there's a perception that, oh, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, or...
Absolutely.
Has that been a problem?
And that's been a big problem with the mindset. So there's poor mindset on both sides. There's the person who's in that age group thinking, nobody will have me. Everybody thinks I'm old. I better go and dye my hair. Also, I think most women of this age group do.
Yeah.
And then there's the other side, the employer saying, oh, well, the person is probably going to retire soon. But we employ people who are in their 50s, 60s and older, and I'm looking for the cultural fit. I'm looking for a person who's going to add that stability to the workplace, a person who is flexible and is going to be happy to be retrained into something else that's going to suit them. So it's not about age, because if they walk in the door at 55, I might have them for another 20 years.
Mm.
People are not necessarily interested in rushing off to retire.
What benefits would you say there are to a business in training people who are over 50?
Definitely the mentoring and coaching of younger people is an excellent benefit. You are able to be at that stable age where you're not having to deal with little kids, you're not having to deal with buying a new house and all those sort of things that happen to you in your 20s. So it's bringing that stability, and I find that that really assists a lot of our younger workers. Another thing is that flexibility. Often they're quite happy to work part-time at that stage of their lives, and because they're quite happy to work part-time, then you might be able to employ them. You might not have the money to pay a full-time worker at that level, at that high pay rate, and so you might be tempted to think, oh, look, I'll get a younger person because they're cheaper. But seriously, you know, somebody who works part-time, if you're an employer, really, they're able to provide a lot more value than a younger person who's on a lower salary working full-time. That's in my personal experience.
All right. Well, thanks for taking some time to have a bit of a chat about it. And I guess it's a bit of encouragement for people who are listening who are older that, look, it's not too late for you. You can retrain. You can have another career, whether it's your second or your third, and there's still plenty of opportunities.
There are. So, and, you know, just talk to your boss if you're working about Experience Plus training grants. The federal government has a very simple website and employers can just log on and apply.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Margaret.
Okay.
That's
you very much.
Margaret Aspen. She's the Managing Director of the Aspen Group, and we're talking about career opportunities for over 50s during National Career Development Week.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails,